A single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I'd rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. I could not agree with today's verse anymore. I'd rather be even 1 second with my God than a billion years without him. And this is what is being written in today's psalm. A single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. You could think of the most amazing places on the earth. You could think of the amazing places in the universe, but nothing compares to actually being in the presence of God, just to be before him, just for one day. Could you imagine if you spent just that one day with him? You wouldn't be able to think of anything else for the rest of your life. It would just be so amazing, and everything that we would look around would just seem as it is, as God sees it. It's just that's what broken, and that's why he came to redeem us, to give us that chance to go and dwell with him, that he couldn't let us not be without him, that he gave us the choice that we wouldn't choose to stay here. But as we know, many people don't choose that way. But when we do choose that way, we yearn for that. We read verses and say, yes, yes, even 1 second, Lord, even 1 second in your presence is better than a billion years elsewhere. Psalmist goes on to say, I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the home of the wicked. The gatekeeper, the person, you know, with their manual labor, it's just serving. I'd rather be doing that than living the most amazing life in the house of the wicked, where we could have everything, where we could have servants, food brought to us, the most amazing cars, have lots of money perhaps. No, I'd rather be a servant for God in his house than any other those things. What does that tell us? What does that tell us about God? What does it tell us about us when we think about those things? Do we think, ooh, couldn't really give up this. I would like to have that. Could I have that in God's house? Could I have the good life in God's house rather than being a servant at the gatehouse? No, it's about being in God's presence. And being in God's presence is going to be more wonderful than anything. And this is what we have to help people to understand. We have to help people that those things which the world says is good, that we see in the TV programs and movies and on social media being portrayed as this is the life, is not actually the life. The life is actually just being in the presence of God, and that's more than anything than we could ever want. But we have to articulate that. And when people listen to us and hear us and maybe hear our passion about how much we would give up the ways of the world just to be with God, that would prick their conscience, their thoughts. What is this person saying? Why are they saying that? And hopefully, and we pray for them, that they come to know God themselves and realize what we're saying is actually true. This is not just a madman or mad woman speaking, but a person who actually truly believes this and understands that this is an amazing opportunity to be with God over having the world. Such a challenging thing. Where do our hearts lay, and how do we communicate this to other people? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, just to be in your presence would be just amazing, even for a second. But Lord, help us to articulate that desire to those who don't know you. Amen.